USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with cabinet members today at the White House. This before the president meets with congressional leaders, Democrats and Republicans, coming up later to discuss border security. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel believes people that criticize President Trump, like her uncle, Senator-elect Mitt Romney of Utah, are not doing the GOP good and harming the party. Mark Lauder is on the Trump 2020 advisory board. He tells Fox News he agrees wholeheartedly with McDaniel.
She should be calling for party unity and expressing her disappointment, regardless of their relations, in her role as chairwoman.
Police in Florida are investigating a triple homicide about 20 miles northwest of Tampa. A police spokesman believes it all started with a welfare check at a mobile home park, and it's believed that the victims had been dead for some time and also knew the person who killed them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. TheCompanyStore.com. We're all about comfort.
Nearly 30 drug makers have taken steps to raise prices of their medicines in January. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox Business medical contributor. She makes sense of this and if you can expect your prices to be heading up for those drugs.
Well, let me tell you, that depends on the insurance companies and the pharmacy benefit managers, because what happens, the drug companies, they'll increase these list prices, but they also increase the rebates that they send out as well. So the insurance company, they can either trickle down that savings to their patients, or they can have the patients pay more out of pocket through their copays or their deductibles. So it's not always a nefarious drug manufacturers. You also have to take into account the profitability of the insurance companies and the pharmacy benefit managers. There's a lot of profitability before you see any sort of patient savings.
And one New Yorker is going to be $425 million richer thanks to Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot. New York lottery officials say the winning ticket was sold in Long Island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A record 20 states raised the minimum wage in 2019. But what are the consequences of that raise, and how will it affect the economy moving forward? Zane Tanhill is a restaurant franchisee owner. He says this minimum wage may look good on the surface, but he also tells Fox News,
well, I think there's going to be a huge consolidation within the space. Restaurant business is in a little different state than the rest of the retail industry in that our margins are paper thin. Our maximum ticket in an Applebee's, for instance, is $15-$18. So compare that to the retail space where you're selling, I don't know, an iPhone for $500, $1,000. Obviously, your margin on $1,000 is a little better than on $18. It's really good, I guess, in terms of the people that are working, but there'll be no doubt there's huge consolidation in the labor market. Technology, I always say, minimum wage increases are technology's best friend.
A mother and daughter in Florida are lucky to be alive. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells you why.
A two-year-old girl was injured after falling into the rhinoceros exhibit at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida. The child's mother was also injured, and both of them were taken to a hospital in Orlando. Zoo officials say the toddler fell through the cracks in the fence during a hands-on experience at the zoo. The snout of at least one of the rhinos did make contact with the little girl.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.